My topic today is glycemic control among private insured patients with diabetes in primary setting. How can I go to next? Okay. Here's a little bit of background information. I think about, most people know glycemic control refers to how close your blood sugar is kept to the desired range. And if the diabetes patient have too much sugar in blood for a very long period of time, it can damage the vessels that supply blood to important organs like heart, kidney, eyes, nerves. So there are two ways to measure blood sugars. One is a fasting blood sugar test reflects the current glucose level. And the second one is hemoglobin A1C. It's also called HbA1c or A1C, indicate the average sugar level over 2 over 3 months period. Maintain the the optical blood sugar level can definitely minimize the risk of development, cardiovascular disease, and renal disease, and other complications. So A1C is a good way to check long-term diabetic control. So the purpose of this study is to examine the A1C level for the patient seen in my the clinics in my department, and also identify the risk factors affecting the A1C levels. Here is the method. The cohort defined the patient whose problem list in the medical record has ICD-9 code of 250. And the patient visit, we just include the patient had a visit since January 1st, 2011 to December 31st, 2014. So patient lab data, A1C data, and other encounter level data were extracted from our medical record system, which is EPIC. And the controlled diabetes we defined as A1C level less than 7%. This is the patient, for this, in this 4 years, we have 3,215 individual diabetic patients. The patient is 77.7% for the whole patient population in our clinics. But the this 7.7% of patients actually had 12.6 encounters for the 4 years. Here's the basic information about the diabetic patients. So about 50% of male, 46% of white, and about two-thirds of patients have commercial health insurance. About 50% of patients are aged 60 or over. Here's the patient clinical information. The average office visit is 6.5, and 12.6% has at least one complication. So the top three listed here. So we use the BMI at the last visit. You can we can see most diabetic patients in my clinics are either overweight or obese. The HbA1c at the last visit, if we use the 7% as the standard, we have more than half diabetic patients are not well controlled. We also analyze the A1c level by different patient demographic and variables. From this chart, we can see there's not a big difference between genders. The male and the female almost the same for the controlled diabetes. One is 49, another one 47. Here is by the age group. It looks like as the age increase, the controlled percentage increase. The patient less than 40 years old, the controlled rate is less than 40%. For the age less than 50 years old, is between 43 and 46. But as well for the older people, age 60 and above, the controlled rate is 53%. Here is the A1C level by race. So it looks like the Asian and the white people have better control, over 50%. Other races are less than 50%. Here's the A1C level by BMI. So the obese patients has the lowest control rate, only 46%. We also analyzed the A1C level by insurance. So the lowest control percentage is for sales pay. It's only 42%. The highest controlled group is Medicare. I think that's because the Medicare patients age is older. And we also analyzed the A1C level by duration of the disease. It looks like the longer the disease, the bad, the worse the control. So for the patients have diabetes for more than 10 years, the control rate only is 38%. We analyzed, we use a logistic regression to analyze the affecting factors for the controlled diabetes. We found the age, duration of disease, and the patient BMI are the factor. So we also analyzed how patient test their HbA1c. From this histogram, we can see if we define the timeliness of the test between 5 months to 7 months, actually is recommended by ADA, American Diabetes Association. We need the patient need a test A1C at least twice a year. But we only have, if we define the timeliness for 5 to 7 months, we only have 18% of the test in this range. This is the conclusion for our study. It's a proportion of the patient with poor diabetic control is very high. So we have more than 50%. So the HbA1c testing timeliness is low. So we only have less than 20% people patient have test within 6 months. And we also found age, BMI, and the duration of the disease are the predictors for the glycemic controls. Here's the, thank you very much. Any questions? Yeah, so I also found that the patient different times the reports read differently. Yeah, so it's not accurate recorded in the medical record system sometimes.